One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ramble. Hey guys, the Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse Takeover is still going on the Smoshcast. We're out in the desert, just having a good old time. And let's just get right into it. And don't forget, after the end of the Smosh Summer Games, we're going to be having a very special Smosh Summer Games reunion podcast. We're bringing on a whole bunch of the Smosh Summer Games members. It's going to be a good time, so stay around for that. Love you. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, Lasercorn also cheats. I was the ref for the first summer games, and he came up to me and handed me a 20 to give them a point, like to help their side.
As far as Defy Media goes, there was so much stuff behind the scenes with that. It was not good and it was not fun to the point where I was like so stressed out just to come to work.
Dude, the cartwheel into the belly flop was probably the most ballsy thing I've ever done. If you look back on the video, my hands slip 3 inches to the right before I flop on in there. Like, I could have easily just died.
Can you say, Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
It's crazy that it's actually summer this time.
It's actually summer.
It's actually summer. Wow, we're actually shooting summer games before my birth. Wait, my birthday already happened.
Wow.
I have issues with my birthday. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 2 of the Summer Games Smoshcast. We are in an amazing month of Summer Games content. You've seen the trailer. You've seen the first competition. You know our teams. And now we're here yet again in this crazy house. Dude.
Yeah, this house literally in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It looks like, I assume, like if purgatory exists, this is what it looks like.
That sounds awesome.
Just, no, I've heard purgatory is not awesome.
I mean, if it was this, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know. Yeah.
I was very concerned driving out here that they just took an insurance policy out on all of us and we were just all going to die out in the desert. And I'm like, oh, well, this is how we make our money back.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, by the way, guys, it is me, Courtney, hosting, but we are today with Wes Johnson and Shane Top, a.k.a. looking like a Virgin Mary. If for the people listening, he has like a weird cloak over his head right now. He looks like he's going to birth Christ.
I thought of it more as like a badass post-apocalyptic Jedi, but You had to go with Mother Mary, which is also fine.
Post-apocalyptic Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
This house is really cool because behind me is a very, very old TV and a VHS and some VHS tapes. If I remember correctly, they have Meet the Parents on there. They have Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah.
They have My Cousin Vinny. They have the Lonesome Dove collection. They have another old Western one.
They have Mrs. Doubtfire. Any stack of VHSs with Mrs. Doubtfire is a solid stack.
They have Happy Gilmore. I saw that. That's classic. That's not on that row that you're seeing there.
I see that one. That's where the Doubtfire is.
You, on VHS, you know, you are always going to have those classic comedies. You're going to have Happy Gilmore, Meet the Parents, possibly Billy Madison, you know, Tommy Boy.
Those Fantasia.
Fantasia, ooh. Classic 90s comedies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Wes, is this like your first podcast ever, or have you been on other podcasts?
I've done other podcasts for like video games and cosplay stuff like that. So those have been a lot of fun because I go off on tangents for like 2 hours and people are just like, probably stop talking now. This is my first podcast with you guys, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
This is such a cool like place. I was doing my makeup by this mirror and I didn't realize till about halfway through I looked down and there was just like a hide of a cat just on the table, that's... like a real one. And I was like, oh.
Like a house cat?
No, it looked like a like an ocelot. But are those real? Are ocelots what? Real?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it was.
No, they're just in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, quick question. Is cheetahs real?
I was actually thinking about that. There's some terrifying creatures on the planet Earth that you're just like, no, that's not real. That's in a sci-fi movie. Like giant squids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
very glad we're out here in the middle of the desert as far away as possible from squids. I think that was the goal, to get as far away from squids as possible.
It is in your contract.
Yeah. Cannot be near squids.
Yeah.
No? Also, squids have giant beaks. Mm. They have a beak.
They are demon creatures.
True. I think the thing that I liked about past summer games was like that the hotel rooms and our like places where we stayed was super close by, because this is like literally so desolate. It's a half hour from like our hotel.
Yeah, and our hotel is already out in the middle of nowhere, and then we have to drive another half hour further into nowhere. Yeah, there is nothing around here.
Yeah. What was your guys' favorite place to stay when we did summer games?
For summer games, mm-hmm. I think Wild West for sure. Like that town was great. And like you said, the hotel was literally right there. It's like, oh, I forgot, you know, my underwear. I can just run back and get it.
As one does.
Yeah,
you forget
of course.
Underwear.
See, for me, it's summer camp, because we had that entire summer camp location
building,
rented out. It had so many buildings, and it was such this huge place, kind of surrounded by hills, kind of out in the middle of nowhere as well. But we all had these like rooms we were staying in with bunk beds, whatever. So it really felt like we were at summer camp for that week. And it was great because we had that giant cafeteria room.
And the dog.
Yeah.
There was that big old wolf dog.
Yeah, dude, it was so cool.
I think the cool thing, I love them both, but I think Bonnie Springs was really awesome. It was kind of weird because there'd be tourists like randomly walking by, and you'd be like, "Ooh!" But the fact that they had that like bar, like restaurant right there, that we like got to like walk in a couple nights and just be like, "Cool."
It was it's really weird.
Yeah,
it was really weird. And like in the middle, you'd wake up in the middle of or wake up in the morning, and there'd be peacocks kind of walking around.
Yeah, that was so fun. I'm kind of bummed. The last couple of summer games, I just haven't done my own personal vlogs like I usually did.
Yeah.
Those are like my favorite things to do, because like the vlogs that we do on the summer games are only they can only get so personal. Then those other ones, like at summer camp, like you really saw us like hanging out and stuff. And yeah, those ones also, we had like a little more downtime too. Like we blew it. We obviously didn't even stay together during We Blew It, because that was in LA. Like,
yeah, We Blew It. We didn't have any sort of budget, because Defy, I don't think, wanted to do summer games.
Yeah, no, we
I
found a we coupon fought... to Party City, and then that's how we paid for it.
We fought tooth and nail to do summer games last year, and we literally had no budget. But this year, we want to do this, so we're able to like get together and do it, and it's going to be... It is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely missed all you guys. So this is a great experience.
Dude.
Like getting to hang out. We are actually staying with each other again, which is awesome.
Yeah, what have you been up to, man?
You know, I've been working on a channel with my brother. So we've been just kind of making videos, doing that. I'm going to be an uncle soon. So he's having a kid. He's having a little baby girl. Yeah, him and his wife are having a little baby girl. I'm not sure what they're going to name her yet. But I'm super excited because, you know, I really want to be a dad someday. So it's like... Yeah, you know, it's like that first little step. It's like, you know, I didn't get a dog, but now I get a niece. So, you know,
it's so cool.
I feel like I'm leaping over a step, but it's going to be so cool. Like, they're going to be great parents. I'm really excited. And I'm really excited. They live in Vegas now, so I'm going to be able to like drive down and be like, ha!
Being an uncle is so fun, because you get to go visit and like be there for your nieces or nephew. And then you get to be like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
You enjoy taking care of all the difficult stuff. I get to just like hang out and be cool and have
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I have three nephews and a niece, and it's so fun. You should have them name her Weslina.
I don't know if they're going to go for that. They're probably going to name her something from Game of Thrones, because they're just obsessed.
Well, now they know the ending, so they don't have to like accidentally name her Daenerys.
I don't think there was ever a chance of that. Neither of them liked her like the entirety of the show.
Whoa.
They were just like, nah, I know what's going to happen. She's literally told us like 20 times. They watched the show 11 times through before the last season came out.
Well, whoa. I'm really excited. I'm really happy for you to have Night King Johnson. That's her niece.
KKJ. That's the initials. K-K-J. Night King Johnson.
George R.R. Martin Johnson.
Ger-ger. So what are you guys looking forward to this year for Summer Games?
That's tough. You know, what I am excited about is that I do think there's going to be a little more free time in this one. You know, we're very focused on we're going to shoot these games, but we're not trying to get a ton of stuff out there. And usually, some like Wild West, for instance, we didn't have any free time. Mm-hmm. We were waking up and we were filming stuff all day. It was nuts. It was fun, but it was just crazy. Whereas what I love about Summer Games is hanging out with you guys and getting a chance to really for us all to be together and chill. And yeah, it's always a bonding experience.
Hold for 1 second. Let's do a moment of silence to get the sound of the motor, and then we'll just wait for that to pass and the lures in.
Our farmer is here. Our apocalyptic farmer.
Sorry, my tractor's outside and I let it run.
I brought the corn kids.
He's harvesting mutt fruit.
That tractor's been running around behind my back. Having other farmers ride it? I don't like it very much.
I hate how shaky you make it sound.
And I've got a hood now. To protect me from heat and cold and also the locusts. Because God is angry with me. Why do you ask?
Stop.
I'm gonna bring this guy onto every podcast I'm on. Because last time he was an old miner who lived in the woods and farmed rare ores and lived in a giant walnut. Now he's a farmer who thinks his tractor is cheating on him and God hates him for something he did.
Probably
but he
because
won't
you're
say
dressing
what.
Like his mom.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Just because I stole your mother's
Listen, that's all incorrect. None of that is correct.
Okay, Wes, remember when I asked what your favorite Summer Games location was? Remember that a few minutes ago? And you were like, Summer Games? And I was like, yeah. And was it because like you love the Winter Games cabin so much?
I did. I love the Winter Games cabin so much. Like, that was the first time we all got to actually hang out together and like learn about each other and meet. And that was actually where you and I talked about being roommates.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so cool. Like, you know, before that, like, we were all like kind of like, oh, hi, in the office and stuff like that. But, you know, that was the first time we all got to hang out and just be like, hey, wow, we're all cool people, not just random people in the office, which was really nice. And then we all actually became friends after that because I felt like we were very disconnected.
Yeah, you came in clutch with the roommate hookup because something was going on. I needed to live closer to work. I was still living at my dad's, and I was like, this needs to happen so fast. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want to live with someone I don't know. And I just like happened to mention it to you. And you're like, oh, yeah, I have a room. And it was like the budget was exactly what I needed. And like that... Oh, my God.
Yeah, that kind of fell into place because I was, like, trying to find a roommate at the time. I was like, I don't want to live with just anybody. And I was like, you know, knew you were super sweet. And I was just like, that would be perfect. So,
yeah, because Jovan lived there for a while.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I needed a roommate that was super sweet.
just like Jovan.
Yeah, that's totally
the
what I was getting
boy.
At.
Sweetest boy.
What was that like? How long was he there?
You know, we lived together. He moved in March of 2013 with me. Wow. And we lived together, I think, when did you move in?
I think it was 2016.
So, yeah, he moved out just a few months before you moved in. So it was a while.
So 2013, were you on Smosh Games or were you editing?
I was editing. I didn't really start coming on to Smosh Games until 2014.
That's so crazy.
How did that happen?
To edit, yeah.
So I started off and Sohinki, Jovan, Lazercorn, and I, and a few other people worked together at this place called Mahalo, which we made video game walkthrough videos, and we were a bunch of idiots. So, jump forward in the future, I started working like production for a motion capture company. They went bankrupt, and so I started working for a video game charity company, and then they like were like, we need to like take a break so our website actually works, because they did a bunch of charity campaigns and the website just didn't function. Mm. So like they were like, go find famous donors who are willing to donate till we actually hit our campaign goals, because our website literally doesn't function. And I was like, oh God. So then I started messaging Jovan, Sohinki, and Lasercorn, because they were all like, hey, we need editors. I'm like, yeah, I can edit. I can do a thing. And they were like, yeah, come on in. So I tested it out with one of the videos with Ian and Anthony playing Game Time, and they were like, oh yeah, we like your style. Cool. You're hired. I'm like, sweet. This is great.
Yay.
And then I edited from, I think it was October 2012, all like, until 2014, and they started. There was a crazy part of my schedule where they brought me on as talent, but I was still being paid as an editor. Ooh. And I worked both full-time jobs. So I was full-time talent and full-time editor. So there were days where if we were shooting, I would get there at my normal editing time, edit for maybe 45 minutes, go in, set up all of the game consoles, all of the capture, all of the audio, make sure all that was good to go, because that was also part of my job. So I was an editor. I was also Tim. And then I was talent. So then we would shoot until 6 p.m., and I'd have to go back and do a full day of editing. So I'd leave at 4 in the morning.
What?
Like, and I would just, and I would have to come back in at 9. So I was like exhausted, and to the point where I started getting nauseous whenever I opened Premiere, and I had to go to Matt, and I was just like, look, I can't do this anymore. I'm literally dying.
That's... So you're saying for well over a year, you were going off 2 hours of sleep a night?
So that was only on shoot days.
Okay. Yeah.
So like, then the days we had the big bulk shoots, those days I was like so stressed out because I'm like, I also have videos to edit. So it was like a chaotic, really crazy time.
Man.
I had no idea that it was like that.
It was very tough for a while, and I you know, I kind of leaned on Matt, and I was like, look, man, I need to do X, Y, or Z. I can't do all three of them. And so, you know, eventually they brought Tim on, and eventually I was taken off of editing to just do the Smosh Games talent the whole time. But for a little while, I think it was maybe 4 or 5 months, where it was so stressful on my body. I was, like, getting so sick. Whoa. It was rough.
That sounds wild. Dang. Dude.
It was tough, but you know, it was worth it in the end. I got to, you know, make cool videos with you guys and, you know,
Goof
around and be a complete idiot. So
you've been through two company bankruptcies then?
Three, technically, yeah. Because Mahalo, that went bankrupt and they had to like lay off all their employees. And then I worked at this place called Digital Domain and they went bankrupt because they like defaulted on a $200 million loan or whatever it was. And then, yeah, Defy.
Oh my God.
It was like, I'm like, oh God.
PTSD just kicking in.
You're cursed.
It is not
curses.
Me.
Speaking of which, have you won a Summer Games?
Wasn't your curse broken?
I won Wild West. The curse was broken. They partnered Lasercorn and I up, and apparently his winning streak won out, so he still hasn't lost.
So
We're taking him down this year.
I know. He's got to go down, man.
I don't think so,
The problem is we have Joven on our team, and Joven being on a team is rough.
I don't know. Lasercorn seems to be the good luck charm.
Well, Lasercorn also cheats. It is well known. He doesn't even hide it. And you want to know how I know this? I was the ref for the first Summer Games, and it was my first day of shooting, and he came up to me and handed me a 20 to give them a point, like to help their side. So I'm like, oh, so you're blatantly cheating.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dude, that's so crazy. You were the first ref.
I was the first. Wow, I didn't think about that. I am technically the best ref.
Because you were the first? Because
I was the first ref. I was the first Summer Games ref. Let it be known.
Dude, Matt Robb has a tattoo on his arm that says best ref.
I know.
You should get first ref.
First ref.
First is the worst. Second is the best. Uh-oh.
See, you were too good of a ref. They had to upgrade you to competitor.
It's really true.
And just be like, they had to take you out of the best ref competition because they knew you were going to win.
Yeah. That was my first week.
Yeah, dude.
At Smosh.
Yeah.
Like, it was right into it.
Some of the facial reactions you gave to just the nonsense going on were just
and you know what I also think happened? I think I showed up. They were like, yeah, you're not in Summer Games. I showed up on the day, and they were like, and I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm just watching. Like, I'm just hanging out. And then they're like, you want to be the ref? And I was like, all right. And they're like, all right, you're going to intro this game. And I was just like,
You did it.
And I had never done anything personality based. Like, I had been an actor, but I'd never just been myself on camera. So that I had to just go into
it. Wait, so you did personality stuff before sketch stuff?
Yeah, I did Summer Games before anything.
So, wow, that's crazy. Because, like, so Olivia, Keith, and O were doing sketch for the longest time. And then went into personality. You technically
did personality first.
Wow.
Face first.
Skills later.
That's what they say.
My sister told me her, like, this moment that makes her laugh hysterically is, like, the first moment that you're ever seen in Smosh Summer Games is when you walk out and you just hold up the trophy and it, like, then it cuts, like, way too quick and you don't see the trophy. I don't know why she thought that was funny. I guess it is because I'm laughing.
That was a lot of fun. And then I ended up having to eat my first habanero experience.
Yeah. Ooh. Was that yours, too?
Yeah, that was my first habanero experience, too.
Wish I'd have known then how much of a thing that was going to become.
Actually, I don't think I had to eat a habanero.
Oh, my God.
You didn't at all that time?
I don't remember. I don't think I had to. For some reason, I was like, oh, thank God, I didn't have to do that.
Oh.
But that was also one of my saddest competitions ever, was the Slurpee, because I didn't get to participate.
Because like, you physically can't get a brain freeze.
And I think that's Olivia, like, helped win that. Or was it Noah who, like, really took one for the team on that one?
Olivia was dying. Olivia couldn't get through her Slurpee.
But I think Olivia won MVP that year. She won MVP another year. Olivia has the most MVPs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know.
We need to get stats. Oh, there's that Twitter account that has done statistics on the games.
True. We do need to find that.
Yeah, we should. That's so cool. Like, I never realized how much work goes into that stuff.
Have you guys, what trophies have you guys gotten?
I don't think I've ever gotten
You haven't gotten a trophy? Have you
oh,
gotten,
I've gotten,
you've gotten
the biggest fail several times.
It's because you always go for the risks. Because I remember you got a big fail. Did you get biggest fail for summer camp with your belly flop? Where you tried to do a front flip and you landed on your back?
Yeah, I'm sure I did. Like, I had to. I was like, you know what? I got to do a flip. I got to try and do something. And then I, like, completely forgot that I don't have the athletic ability to actually do that.
And then, of course, your rap, which I don't think you won. You didn't win biggest fail for that. I thought Joven won for his sorry. Like, he was we were doing the gun duels, and his guns kept not working.
I think, did I just get LVP for doing the
rap? I don't think
you
got LVP.
I've gotten that before, and I was kind of like, I beg your pardon. How dare you?
Which one?
I don't remember. It might have been Summer Camp, but it also might have been Wild West.
I've only gotten, I got most epic moment for Wild West, which is when we were playing Hangman in real life.
Oh, yeah.
And a five-letter word and followed by a four-letter word is put up there. And they're all Wild West themed, right? Mm-hmm. And it gets put up there. And I'm looking at it and my team starts to, the cowbays start trying to figure out what it is. And I turn to him and I go, guys, it's Wyatt Earp.
How did you get that?
I think the reason I mainly got it is because I knew at the time Joe Beretta was one of the refs. He was in charge of, like, coming up with the words and stuff. I'm like, I know Joe Beretta well enough that he would make Wyatt Earp one of the words. I could see him being like, he loves Wyatt Earp and whatever. And I'm like, what other Western themed thing is that? I'm like, let's just go for it. And I guessed Wyatt Earp without having guessed a letter. And that was correct. So it was a risk. But that's the thing. You got to take those risks. You got to attempt the wraps. You got to attempt the front flips.
Dude, the cartwheel into the belly flop was probably the most ballsy thing I've ever done on
that was really
summer
cool.
games. If you look back on the video, my hands slip. Like, 3 inches to the right before I flop on in
Dang.
There. And I had never practiced it. I was just like, that feels like in my work physically. And so I did, okay, yeah. Like, I could have easily just died. like that would have been really bad. Also, my pun was awful. I made a on the fly pun. I was like, oh, I hope this thing isn't Gone with the Wind, because they said hold for the wind for sound, and I was like, oh, Gone with the Wind. But then I just proceeded to sing And I Will Always Love You.
Oh man, now that you brought it up, the internet gods are gonna go demonetize that.
Is it demonetized?
Part.
You know,
your part's gonna get cut now.
Hey, no. Yeah. Well, probably for the best.
Mine sucked that year, my pun. I can't remember what it was. But the one I'm proud of is still, I think it's camp, where I used all the refs' last names as puns.
That was pretty baller.
I remember that. That was the moment I was like, oh, damn it. Like, that's so good. So good.
Dude, I was practicing that song, like, for weeks.
Really?
The song that I sang, I was practicing.
See, Wes came up with this rap, like, right there.
Yeah,
you came up to me and you're like, okay, I think I got this idea.
Props to you, dude. Did you come up with it that morning?
I can't remember exactly when. I was just like, I'm just going to write a bunch of crap down. If this fails, it'll be funny. And which, you know, I'm like the pastiest person ever. So yeah, it's going to fail. but I'm like, it'll be hilarious regardless. If I succeeded at it, I walked in full well knowing that if I succeeded at it, everyone was going to be like, okay, cool.
It went perfectly for
I don't
the
know. If there was a solid beat and you went in, like the way you had it in your head, I would have been like, oh, crap.
I'm of the opinion that in summer games, a fail is always more entertaining than a win.
True.
Always. They're always the moments that I remember. I don't remember when people did awesome things. I remember when dumb shit happened.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. Because we're all a bunch of goofballs. Like, we all know that we're very, like, the majority of people here are, like, extremely talented people. You know, there's, like, that one person that's not. But we won't name them.
Yeah, Shane. Oh, what? Sorry.
I just went ahead and said it. Okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, so it's like, we expect each other to do these great, awesome things. We don't expect each other to, like, mess up most of the time. So it's like, those are the moments that we really remember, because those are the ones that are the most endearing.
Very true.
I'm going to guess ahead of time. I'm going to guess that maybe Noah's going to get MVP. I don't know. I think he's just going to pull through. Noah's going to do some awesome stuff. His wits, his inner strength, his spirit will come through. And I'm saying this, he's on the opposite team as me. So I'm just saying, I think that might happen. LVP.
I really want it to go to Korn.
You think Lasercorn could?
That'd be crazy.
Has Lasercorn ever gotten LVP? I don't think so. Man.
I don't think so. I think he's gotten MVP. I mean, he's won.
Like, I think Jovan's gotten it twice. Jovan's gotten LVP twice.
And there was that whole thing LVP to MVP, and like that didn't happen.
Oh yeah, no. And then he nearly got LVP again
because like he was doing so well up until the very end. It was like the relay or something, and he just completely dumped it.
Man, Jovan sometimes, and he's on my team.
He's on our team.
He's on our team. Yeah. I hope Lasercorn gets LVP. That'd be great.
Yes.
That'd be crazy.
It would be great. You know what? It's crazy. At summer camp, I remember my team completely dominating, and then Jovan just completely duffed
it. Right. The final relay, you guys were so far ahead. You had a 10-second lead. They gave you a 10-second head start.
Yeah, we started off with a 10-second lead. And no, the other team had a 10-second lead. You guys, I think you guys had a 10-second lead or something.
I definitely don't think we did, because we were losing, and then
you
guys were far ahead. But because of Jovan, and that's the, I think we were able to, I think.
Isn't Jovan on our team? And that's why.
I know for sure that the winter games at the ice skating rink.
Because I was Harsh Mellows. I think Jovan was Kumbayas.
Okay, yeah. So I was Kumbayas.
Yeah.
I was Kumbayas.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, there's been several where at the last minute in the last relay, we win, like, most of the competitions, all that sort of stuff, and then in the relay, Jovan just, like, completely screws up, and I just happen to be on his team all those times, and I'm just like, I hate the world. I just want one.
Yeah,
just
dude. I seen on Twitter fans being kind of upset that, like, Keith or I haven't gotten an MVP or a most epic moment or something. It's interesting. Like, there's like a buildup of like the stats and like how things have come so far.
It's really cool that everyone's like keeping track of the stuff and then are so invested. And it's that they're just like, you know, they're rooting for their specific people, but then they really rally behind some of these teams because they love the combinations between people.
Yeah.
And we've tried as best as we can with this social media blackout.
Until
everything comes to, you know.
Yeah, I think I can say this. We're recording this before this is all hopefully released, whatever. So I'm hoping none of us
messed
fail
and
spill the beans,
if
you will.
That was such a cool moment when we shared the Wild West trailer.
It really was.
That's okay, because like VidCon is awesome, and like when you get to have something special like that to share other than like just doing a Q&A, like that's the coolest thing. Cause I feel like Q&As are just like a bare minimum of what you can do there. And it's like, that was the coolest experience. Like getting that instant reaction.
People lost their minds. People's heads exploded.
Yeah.
They weren't sure, when the paramedics arrived, they're like, what happened here? We showed them the Wild West trailer, and they're like, what's that? And we showed it to them, and their heads exploded, and more paramedics had to show up for those paramedics. Guys, this is what you're dealing with. The best content on the internet. You're welcome.
And that's why my tractor is cheating on me with all the boys in the town.
What?
My tractor done had sex with everybody. That's right.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I have this question here.
All right, what is it?
What are the what's up? You wave your hand? Dude, Ryan Finnerty's wearing yellow Crocs right now.
I know, it's pretty distracting. Thriving. Our producer and the Smosh writer, Ryan Finnerty, he's wearing yellow Crocs.
It's lovely.
He hates this. He hates that we're calling him out, but he's wearing bright yellow Crocs. He feels good about it. He just said he feels good about it.
No, I was just stretching.
And then Kevin forgot his normal headphones, so he's wearing gamer headphones right now as he's trying to hear and make sure we sound good.
They're way more comfortable. Yeah. I'll say that.
That's the difficulties of shooting a podcast off-site. Speaking of difficulties and challenges, the question was, what are the challenges of shooting something like this compared to other stuff we shoot?
Ooh.
I mean, being off-site and being somewhere else is so cool because it's a change of scenery, but it's also another obstacle. I need to make sure I have everything I need.
I packed 8 pairs of underwear. No, I think it was 6 because I'm here for 3 days, so I packed 2 pairs of underwear a day in case I mess myself every day.
Which is going to happen because you know.
You get so excited.
You know, I mean, think about the past years. There's been, ice cream bum day.
Yeah. It's true.
You don't even have to poop yourself. The mess will come.
We get so messed up, man. Well, I also just figured sweating and whatever.
I mean, it's supposed to get up to, 110 degrees while we're here?
Something like that.
It can. I think this week we're lucky. It'll be, only 105.
Oh!
Only kind of an oven.
Nice. Ooh, put on a parka. It's going to be real cold. Uh-oh. You want to build an igloo?
Look, guys,
it's only 105 out. Snow day.
I needed to lose a couple of pounds. I could use to lose that water weight.
Lose the water weight.
Yeah, I think it's just generally for these summer games, it has been heat, though. Because we're outside all day doing crazy competitions, and it's hot, and it just gets to you after a while. You don't realize until it's the end of the day, and you're like, I am exhausted.
Yeah, I love the heat, but when you have to focus and be kind of on, it's a lot. It's harder to enjoy for sure.
I used to be so used to heat, man. Growing up in Arizona, I could handle 115 degree weather. Then I've lost my powers.
You've gone soft.
Gone to LA where the weather's just always 75. Mm-hmm. Always.
See, on the opposite end of that, I went back to Ohio to visit for Thanksgiving and I was like, what is this weather? Why is it? Why, ice? No, this is supposed to be inside of a freezer, and that is it.
No.
Get out of here.
Why is the air minty? Yeah. That's called cold. Yeah. Oh.
It was not a fun experience. I could do that for 4 days, and I'm like, no, back to California.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I like snow. I mean, the winter games, that was the thing. That was tough with winter games, too. Anytime we had to do, stuff that was outside, it was so freezing. Mm-hmm. Remember we did the snow angels after being in the jacuzzi?
Well, because we're also just in our swimsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little different.
You mean the time Noah almost died?
He did start to show signs of hypothermia.
And that was just from the dance. He didn't even get in the snow.
I know, he didn't even get in the snow. I went in his place, I think.
Was it you or Joe?
Joe went in his place, that's right.
I also just served such cool dance moves that he was almost freezing to death because they were so cool.
Get out. Get out, Courtney. Ryan Finnerty is wearing yellow Crocs, and you are somehow the least cool person in this room.
Hey! Oh, so do you miss Smosh every day, or has it been nice taking the break?
You know, I will say I miss you guys, for sure. I miss you guys, and I miss being in videos with you guys. I definitely don't miss, like, the stress of Defy Media at all. Like, you know, I loved being a part of Smosh Games. I loved doing stuff with you guys. I loved being, you know, doing the stuff with Smosh Second and, you know, being a part of the whole family because it is a family. But as far as Defy Media goes, there was so much stuff behind the scenes with that, which was just, and I haven't really talked about it at all, but it was just, it was not good and it was not fun to the point where I was like so stressed out just to come to work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is, you know, in back in my head, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm getting to, like, you know, play video games and be in videos with my friends. But at the same time, it was just, there was so much going on behind the scenes that a lot of people didn't see, especially on camera, because, you know, we have fun together.
Yeah, like, we only show so much.
Yeah, we only show so much, and we only, you know, we're allowed to show so much of ourselves. And it was, like, very, very stressful to that point, dealing with a lot of the, like, the chaos and things and uncertainty. But so when it did finally fall, there was actually this feeling of relief. Like, there was this feeling of sadness as well, because it was like, I don't get to see you guys every day anymore. But it was like, I don't have to deal with that stress anymore, which is cool. So now, you know, I'm getting to do stuff with my brother. And like I said, he's, you know, having a little one. So we're making fun videos together. I'm actually working on a big charity video right now. I'm going to be trying to raise $1 million for St. Jude Children's Hospital. So I'm getting a ton of people involved in that. And I've managed to come up with a sizable budget to make this some really cool content. So it's stuff that I've wanted to do, like, kind of my whole life.
Wow.
And I'm finally getting a chance to do it, and I've been writing a lot more, so it's been a lot of fun.
What games are you mainly playing?
You know, I've been so busy, I haven't been playing too much, but I got back into Borderlands 2 again.
Cool.
They just released DLC for it in anticipation of Borderlands 3. So, like, Borderlands 2 came out, like, I 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and they're just like, boom, here's some cool DLC, go play it. And everyone's just like, yeah, fucking love that game. Of course I'm going to download That's Borderlands awesome. 2 and go nice. Play it again.
Nice.
That's me. I can't wait till Skyrim, the new game, comes out, the new Elder Scrolls. You said you've been writing more. Like, what are you writing? I know you had that Star Wars, like, type thing that you were writing a while back. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
No, you're fine. So I love writing, and I love coming up with stuff and, like, building my own worlds.
Just fiction or fantasy?
Yeah, it's mostly fiction, fantasy, things like that. You know, I just came up, like, and I just come up with a ton of ideas, and then I'll meet with, you know, various people, like writing partners, who can actually, like, kind of contain the chaos that goes on in my brain, and also type, because I like poke type. I'm not a fast typer at all.
Mavis Beacon?
I did not do the Mavis Beacon. You know, Mario Teaches Typing was not a thing on my computer. Otherwise, I probably would be much better at typing. But so I poke at the keyboard. I type very slow, and to the point where it often frustrates the people that I'm working with, to be like, no, give me the damn laptop and just tell me what to write. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, glad we're on the same page with this. But yeah, so it's a lot of fun. You know, my cousin is the editor of Supernatural, so I'm actually, cool. I've been talking to him and writing a potential spinoff, because the show's ending. Like, it's ending. It's over. Like, they're going into their last season. So I'm like, just writing that as a fun pitch, because I'm like, I like the universe and I like the world. It'll be fun.
That's awesome.
So that's kind of cool. And I just love coming up with ideas and stories. So even if it's just for me, I like the creative process of writing.
Oh, totally. I feel like I used to like writing fiction stuff too. But, like, something has happened over the last few years. I've just totally lost that ability to create that world in my head. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool, because, like, when you go back and read it, you, like, see it all again. It's really fun. But, like, I don't know, like, writing sketch comedy has gotten, like, pulled me out of it, kind of. It's,
really?
Like, such a different format in terms of, like, mapping out what's happening in this world and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel like I definitely have to work that muscle again if I want to get back into it.
Yeah, it was something that I lost for a long time, because there was a lot going on with work. And, you know, we were very, very busy people all the time coming up with ideas for that. And then when I got to finally take a break, I, like, kind of sat back, and it was like I had, like, you know, like 3 days where I was like, I didn't do much. I was just like resting. And then I was like, ooh, I really like that idea. So it was like really cool to see how like not having that stress anymore really sparked that creativity again. And I was like, I ended up writing like 35 pages for this thing. And I was like, whoa, okay, cool. Like that hit me. And it's always at 4 a.m. You're like way down to go to sleep. And you're like, no, but how about this? And then you get up and you write until like 8 a.m. And you're just, your body's just like, hey, you know, it's probably time for sleep now. And you're like, no, just 2 more pages.
Do you talk to your body like that?
I mean, my body yells at me a lot. And I'm like, no, fuck you, ice cream. So
Wes, I need water.
Mm-hmm. No.
You have a popsicle.
We must write more pages.
Shane's a total bookworm. You should maybe give him some of your stuff to read.
Yeah, you want
to
write
some books for me to read.
Do you write, Shane? Like fiction outside of script stuff?
Sure. I haven't in a while. Used to more. Just for fun, I would write short stories, whatever. I think it's therapeutic and good and just fun. It's also an exercise for me with my perfectionism because writing is always, you're never going to like what you write. In fact, I haven't in so long because the second I write a page, I literally just hate it. And I'm like, oh, I'm the worst. Aww. And so it's tough. It's really tough for me. But yeah, I have a lot of ideas that I would love to just honestly, because I think about how cool it would be if I found out I had a great-grandfather who wrote a bunch of short stories or something. Like, reading that would be cool. Like, that's my motivation. Yeah, but I obviously write a lot of sketches and whatnot, so that's really fun. Like, Damien and I wrote this weird sketch recently.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
Yeah, I'll sit down. Like, I love that because I'm like, it feels so free. Like, with sketches, I know I can write anything. I could literally, I mean, look, guys, after this, I might go write a sketch about a farmer whose tractor is cheating on him. And there is a chance that we could make it.
No.
Uh-oh. Well, let me remind you that there was a sketch called Tinder for Hot Dogs that everyone scoffed at. And we got made. And it was clearly everyone's favorite sketch. So don't hate. Look, I'm not saying I'm going to, but if you diss my horny tractor sketch, it's gonna get petitions online. Look, I'm not trying to do it, but I'm saying, guys, if you want a horny tractor sketch,
for the people listening and watching, he's manipulating you.
I'm not petitioning. I am not manipulating you. I'm not saying you need to do anything. I'm just saying that if you guys clamor enough for a horny tractor sketch, it'll get made. I'm just saying. Vinerdy is like, oh God, what's he doing?
It's gonna happen. There's gonna be a poll on Twitter, like, should you make this? It's gonna be like 9 million votes, yes, and there's gonna be like 4 people, including Courtney, who's like, no, please God, no. Now I'm imagining it as a jealous tractor. It's like, I'm like a really creepy horror trailer, but it's just a tractor sitting outside the door, and he walks out like after sleeping with a girl, and he's like, oh, I didn't see you there. Sorry.
No, the tractor's that's cheating actually, on him.
What's funny is that's pretty close to Stephen King's Christine, which is about a car that gets jealous of the guy driving it.
Whoa.
It gets jealous and starts killing people that he's hanging out with.
That's cool.
Hold on. Quick idea. Since we're talking about writing, I'm going to pitch this. They could remake Christine now, but it's a Tesla. It's with an advanced AI.
Great.
Boom.
Black Mirror.
$1 million. Give me $1 million.
Black Mirror, get on it.
Black Mirror.
Well, you just told it on the podcast, so no one's giving
They're
you
just
going to
steal it, yeah. It's also Stephen King's idea. He can have it.
Did you guys watch Black Mirror?
I did.
I've only seen two.
It's a bummer.
You haven't seen the newest season?
So I watched two episodes of the newest season. I saw the video game one, which was like crazy. What was the first one about again?
Striking Vipers.
Striking Vipers.
So I saw Striking Vipers.
Just shut up and kiss me, man.
Yeah.
Best line.
It was just like, nah. I thought that was great. What was the first episode?
The first one was the video game banging. The second one was the hostage situation. And the third one was the Miley Cyrus one.
Oh, mm-hmm. That one I saw. That one was great.
I feel like this season
you liked the Miley Cyrus one.
I did, actually.
Everyone, including myself, doesn't like it.
I didn't hate it, but
that's great. I like to hear that people liked it.
It was the one of the first Black Mirror episodes that I've like watched. And I was like, I mean, also, hey, Miley Cyrus, you're doing things again, right? I hadn't heard a thing about her in forever, so I mean, clearly there wasn't any drama, but it was such a cool view into what I feel like Miley Cyrus's real life was like. That's one of the reasons why I liked it so much. It was like, it's slightly set in the future, so there's obviously all this cool tech because it's Black Mirror, but also it was just like, I feel like a lot of this was just true about Miley Cyrus's life.
Is being used as a...
Exactly.
Super interesting POV because, yeah, in it, she's an object. She's a product that is being sold to people, and she has no control over it. So that is a really interesting take on it that I didn't have.
I just feel like this whole season was very, like, vanilla compared to everything else. Like, it almost like they went from rated R to PG, PG-13.
Yeah, so Wes, you said you haven't seen many others, or?
Not many. So I saw, like, the robot dog nonsense, and I saw the social media thing where if, like, you get banned, no one can really see you. And I was like, okay. Oh my God, this is...
You should watch Entire History of You. That's from a couple seasons back. That's the one where people have devices in their eyes where they can replay anything they've seen.
Wow.
So you can rewind on your own life and watch stuff again. And it's so good. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Love Black Mirror. It's one of my favorite shows.
There's been so much coming out that I haven't really had the time to go back and watch all the Black Mirror stuff, but it's a cool show.
Yeah, remember when there was like, man, there's nothing to watch on Netflix. Now there's too much. There's so much to watch now on every platform.
There's too much stuff. I've been complaining about this to Damien a lot in these past couple months that I'm like, I end up not doing anything because there's a million shows, a million video games, so much music, so much, it's cool, but there's so much that anytime I pick something, I feel like there's something better that I should be watching. Oh, I shouldn't waste my time on this show. There's a better show out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. There's too much stuff.
Too much stuff. What else do we got here? I mean, living with you was pretty cool, I will say.
Yeah?
That was my first roommate experience, and I feel like, I want to hear how it was from your perspective, living with me.
You were super, super chill. I just feel bad. There was a lot of, like, chaos that happened with my relationship at the time. So it was it was, like, I feel bad. And I felt so bad about that because there were definitely a few times where it was, like, you know, there would be, like, either yelling or whatever drama was going on.
I never heard you guys fighting.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't even know you guys, like, did that.
Yeah, no, well, it wasn't something that I was used to at all because I'd always been, like, it always been very calm stuff before. But I always felt super bad whenever that sort of stuff were happening for you because I didn't know. But I do remember something really positive, though. Is that I would be walking past your room and I'd hear you singing. I'm like, holy shit, you're so good. You have such a pretty voice. Like, that's awesome. And it actually inspired me to get back and start singing again. So I've started taking some singing lessons again. It's been really fun. I missed it a lot. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love singing. I've been singing my whole life. So it was like, I was like, yeah, I miss singing. Like, she's great. I want to start doing this again too. So it was really, really nice.
Awesome.
You guys are so productive. You guys like writing, singing, all this stuff. I'm at home. I'm like, I can't even watch Netflix. I mean, I can't even watch TV. I'm not good at that either.
Don't get me wrong, man. I talk about all this productive stuff, but when I get home, I'm just like three games of League of Legends. Like, I'm just going to do that and just chill for a little bit.
I'm surprised, Courtney, that you don't have any crazy stories with Wes, because Wes, I heard a story about Wes forever ago that is one of my favorite stories that...
Uh-oh.
You heard that you guys, something about like you were going to go get a milkshake or like milkshakes were being delivered to your house and you got so excited, you pumped your hands up into the air and punched holes into the ceiling.
Where was that at? That was like at the five, wasn't it?
No, that was at the apartment. I was living with Joven at the time. And the ceiling right in the entranceway is very short. So I put my hands in the air. I didn't punch holes in the ceilings, but I definitely like made debris fall from the ceiling. Like, it's that crappy popcorn ceiling.
So much power.
I brought my hands down and they're just like covered in stuff. And like you just hear this like pitter patter on the tile floor of like the piece of the ceiling falling down. I'm like, oh, whoops.
I just love the idea of like you getting excited. You punch through the ceiling. You grab the ankles of the resident of the ceiling of the apartment above you and drag them down into your. They're just like freaking out, like ah! It's like ice cream. Like what's happening?
Give them a big hug.
Yeah, this segues perfectly into a theory that I have discussed before on Smosh Pit, that I am 100% positive that Wes is a malfunctioning Terminator sent from the future, a full-on robot designed to destroy all humans. Something went haywire with his you know, his data. And now he likes video games and ice cream.
So he's our modern Iron Giant.
Wes is the Iron Giant.
Yay. Look, I'll take it. I will absolutely take that. I love Iron Giant.
That movie's so good. It really is. It holds up.
That's so good.
My favorite part of that movie is, do you remember the part when they go swimming in the lake and then the Iron Giant jumps in? He goes in and then the guy, what's his name, who wears the turtleneck, he's in that chair and he gets splashed and floated all the way to the street, and he's sitting there, and then a farmer in a truck comes over and goes, "Hey!" He goes, "Yeah! You're right in the middle of the... Yeah! All right!" And then just drives off.
That guy also has the scene where they're at the diner, and a squirrel somehow ends up in his pants.
Yeah.
And he stands up and he just goes, "I'd like to apologize for this," and unzips, and the squirrel flies out. Yo. I, as a kid, died. I was like, "That is... Guys, that's the funniest joke ever told."
I feel like I remember as a kid thinking that he was hot.
He is hot. That's who is that plays that? That's Billy Bob Thornton, right? I'm pretty sure that's Billy Bob Thornton.
I can't remember what Billy Bob Thornton looks like.
That's, well, he doesn't look necessarily, I mean, he's kind of got a Billy Bob Thornton look. He's got the little
goatee,
soul patch thing. But yeah, that character's great. Iron Giant, solid.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's on VHS here.
Yeah, maybe they have it. Maybe we'll watch it after.
I'm not seeing it.
No, sadly. But they have Father of the Bride.
Yeah, we got to be careful, though. If Wes bonks his head or something during summer games, he might malfunction and try and kill us all.
You go into self-defense mode.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very scared that, like, someday somebody's going to say one, like, trigger word. And
the word.
Like, no!
Run away from me.
No, ice cream's the weakness. Away. As long as we keep him filled with ice cream, he's... docile.
Yeah, I'm keeping that part of my body completely frozen so that it doesn't activate again. That's why I love ice cream and stuff so much. It's just like, gotta keep it cold.
Nice.
Otherwise, if it heats up too much,
laser beams get hot.
Like, you know, 110 degree weather.
Uh-oh. Good thing it's only 105.
It's chilly, frankly.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
But yeah, the loudest thing that I ever heard in the apartment was your Twitch streams.
Oh, yeah, no, I was an asshole with those.
No,
sure.
It wasn't asshole at all. First of all, I lived in a very crowded house all my life. So, like, noise, any kind of noise, like, even my neighbors thumping or whatever, I'm like, cool, people. So, it was never a problem. I just remember one night you were streaming, and then to, like, make things interesting, you were doing a Donald Duck voice. Oh, and, like, I just slowly started losing my shit, just laughing so hard. Can you do it? Just a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to say?
Welcome to Smosh Summer Games.
Welcome to Smosh Summer Games.
That's really good.
He would do just more and more. I was just in my bathroom, like, laughing maniacally.
Yeah, so I love doing voices. Donald Duck was actually the first voice I learned. When I was 4 years old, I was going with my grandma to tennis practice, you know, like grandmas do. And there was this guy, he was just like, he just came up to me and started doing the Donald Duck voice. And I'm like, I'm going to learn that.
One day.
I will learn it.
That is my mission.
Yeah, and I was like, I will accomplish this task. And eventually I learned it, and I was like, what other voices can I do? Like, have I found my superpower? I'm just going to do a bunch of voices. Yeah, so I started just doing a bunch of random voices, and like, here I am.
Can you say, Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me?
Yes, I can do that.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Donald Duck and the Graduate. Oh my God.
You want to hear how far I can get in my Donald Duck?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was that it?
No. I'm just laughing.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. I don't think I can do. I don't think I can do any. I've never even tried. I just become Apu.
No, well, that's the thing. Apu is the exact same voice.
The same voice actor?
It's the same. No, it's the same voice as Donald Duck.
I just can't get the volume for, like, Donald. What are you doing with your mouth? What are you?
So I, like, talk out of the bottom corner of my mouth. It's like right down here.
Back there. Back there. He's doing it.
I'd have to, like.
He did it.
Whenever I learn a new impression, it takes. I'm not kidding. It takes, like, hours upon hours of days of me just, like, I find an impression that's close to it, and then I start, like, working my way around there.
When I first discovered I could do Ash Ketchum,
it's so good.
It was, like, it is in really a script good. Read, because, like, it was definitely not even supposed to be read that way. It was supposed to be just Anthony reading as himself, but I don't even know if I could do it right now. Like, I have to warm up. Like,
just do it.
Whoa, Pikachu. Oh, no, Pikachu, get out of my...
It's really good.
I apologize in advance for this. Unzips pants. Pikachu comes out
of my pants. Just say, Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce
me. Whoa, Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
It's always great. It's always good.
That is so good.
Oh,
so
man. Oh, God, I love it so much.
I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know.
Oh, The Graduate's incredible. And that line is the best. And
you had to do a voice
thinking
now.
Thinking of a shot between Mrs. Robinson's legs of Donald Duck in the kitchen, just like...
Good job. What's an impersonation you can do that you could say that line?
I mean, I don't do any, like, weird children, like, cartoon characters or anything. Oh. Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
What happened?
Oh, Donald.
Oh, no, you've been big.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Wow, dude.
I mean, I think my best is still Kronk or...
Oh, yeah.
That's a cartoon character.
Joe from Family Guy. Yeah, Patrick Warburton. I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, yeah, Bob's Burgers, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have worked on that one. I want to do all those characters from that show because I love Bob's Burgers.
I love that actor's voice. Yeah. I could listen to him forever.
Yeah, he's very nasally, and he's like here, and it's just like, Lynn, okay, fine, I'll open up the shop. I can work all day by myself. I don't need you.
I'm waving because it's hot in here. And
I know. Sure. Mm-hmm. Courtney's just super upset with me, and okay, she's waving me away. Great. But they're very similar, like the cadence is similar to because with Kronk he's kind of the same way of how they'll like pause and they'll kind of be like this and so is Archer and Bob. They'll take their time sometimes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So love
good.
Those.
So good.
Those are good advices. Okay, I actually want to talk about this. There's no segue. I'm actually just like want to talk about this. We only have 10 minutes left.
How
this
are babies
last
made?
Thing. How are they made? Like, I don't have a penis and a vagina. How do I do it? Just kidding. That was really weird. Let's go into what I was talking about.
Wow.
cosplay. Finnerty put in here, he was like, yeah, Wes and Courtney have done cosplay. Shane thinks it's weird.
I don't even, to preface, I don't like to even dress up for Halloween. As weird as it is, because I do sketch comedy, we get in costumes all the time for our work, I don't ever want to get into a costume unless mm-hmm. I have to. But you guys, well, especially you, you love cosplay.
I really do. I just don't understand
but it. But when have I cosplayed? Once, my first Comic-Con.
But I've always gotten the sense that you really like it, like you'd want to do it. And actually, Damien's the same way. A lot of my friends and my other friend who's not on Smosh loves to do it and wants to do more of it. I just don't understand, what is it that you enjoy about it?
I like just looking cool and like escapism.
It's not even that. It's a little bit of escapism, but it's also like you go to a convention dressed as a character and people come up to you and you get to make friends because you both love the same thing.
That's cool.
Right? Like people are dressed up. You do photo shoots. I really love creating costumes and like making really cool photo sets. Mm-hmm. Like I really enjoy like becoming that character and making some really cool shots happen. And just like, you know, a lot of my friends are photographers and they really love the art style. So it's like, when I do a lot of these photo sets, it's, you know, if I reach out to a certain photographer, they're like, yeah, I really want to do that, or no, I don't. It's just like we're friends that get together and try and make some really cool content. It's for fun. Like, you know, and I've managed to take it and do it as part of my career, which is amazing. It's been so much fun to do, but I do it because I love it. Like, you know, one of the first cosplay things I did was a Legend of Zelda, like recreation of like, some of the stuff Ocarina of Time. And Sarah, Adela Cosplay, she's like the vision behind it. She made all of the Link outfits, like, you know, go in and hand sewed and embroidered like these really cool Triforces on the whole thing. It was like such a cool idea for a photo set. And I was such a huge Legend of the Zelda fan. And like, I'd only done one costume before that. And it was like ordered from China. It was like terrible, Devil May Cry. And then I got into that and she was just like, by the way, this is my world. And from there on, I was just like, I'm in this.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
See, for me, because I'm a huge Zelda fan, I'm a big fan of a lot of stuff, but I guess I'm just very internal with it. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm fascinated by that, but I'm not eager to, like, dress up as like, it or express
it.
That. I guess that's the difference. Mm. I'm very much an internal nerd.
Yeah, I just love any excuse to wear something other than jeans and a t-shirt. Like, it's so cool to, like, because Zero Suit Samus, nobody wears that every day, but it's, like, so cool looking and flattering. And, like, that's why I like premieres and stuff, because you get to just try in a different way. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, the fashion aspect is what I like more. And then the nerding out, too.
I will say, when I went to Comic-Con and saw some of the costumes that people had made, I was really fascinated. Like, people put in
power
so
armor.
Much effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a giant, someone had a giant, they were Reinhardt from Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this, like, 8-foot tall, just, I was like, how did you even do this? It was so cool. I was fascinated by it. I'm like, I get it. I do get that.
Yeah, that's another portion of it that's really, really cool for people is like they, you know, they're prop makers, they're costume designers, and they also love these characters, so they apply their skills to that. And it's just, it's all these people from different backgrounds and different talents coming together because they love this one thing. They don't, you know, you've got cosplayers who, you know, I have a friend, she lives in New York, and she's a lawyer, like a very successful lawyer, but she loves doing cosplay. And it's like something just really cool for anyone from any different field who likes, you know, an anime or a video game to get together and like do this thing together when you would otherwise never meet.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool community of people.
Yeah.
Cool. Which is one of the reasons why I love it.
Yeah, we have Lindsay who did the wardrobe for our trailer, and she's done a lot of our wardrobe for sketch, and she helped with the Mad Max shoot from. And did she also help with a Wild West trailer as
well? She's helped with a ton of stuff over the years.
And, like, I'm literally wearing... I have her jumpsuit on right now that she uses for when she goes to Wasteland and stuff. But, like, she does... her Instagram's crazy. She creates and sews together all of her stuff. And I think that if I were to be in that cosplay world, other than, like, just buying stuff and wearing it for the sake of, like, pictures or whatever, like, I definitely want to, like, make it myself. Because I feel like that's part of, like... I don't know, part of the community as well as like the creation process and stuff. But yeah, I don't consider myself a cosplayer, but because like we also just do it for work, like you said,
right.
Shane. Mm-hmm. It's like it's just we have to wear the weirdest stuff, and then I'll just so happen to get to be Captain Marvel for one. I'm like, hell yeah.
That is really cool. And another thing is, like, I do LARP with Lindsay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, she's part of the LARP group that I do, and it's really cool. I think you guys would probably really like that.
I've been invited to go LARPing before, and I've almost gone.
You should come. I do this one called Twin Mask. It has, like, 300 people, but it's a cool mix of, like, being in costume and also doing acting and, like, So I wrote, like, 30 pages for my character's backstory. You're supposed to write a paragraph. Like, I just got super into it.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool, but, you know, that's the thing you get to do. You get to write this character. You get to come up with stuff. Make the costume.
I think I could come up with something for that. I think I could.
Look.
Who would that person sound like?
Who would this person sound like? Well, guess what he would sound like? He would sound like...
You thought I was going to go old wizard with it.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, see, that's an old switcher. Yeah.
What's hilarious is there's a group of characters called Fae, and they're a race, and they're like part animal. So you could literally be a part duck and do that voice.
Whatever you want, Shane.
Yeah, you can.
No,
yeah.
I would realistically. I'd be the old wizard who lives in a giant walnut and gets rare ores to sell. I don't like to fight or anything, so I won't be much help to your team. But I can cheer from the side and say, hey, good job, sport.
Does the wizard slang dong?
Perhaps at one point in my life. But I've been alive since the beginning of time. So somewhere around the Precambrian age, I was slinging dung, throwing around with some amoebas.
Okay.
The molecules that eventually evolved into fish, which evolved into primates, which evolved into Homo sapiens such as you. So what I'm saying is I banged your great, great, great times 1,000,000,000 grandmother.
Wow, that was a... I just got burned.
I am both Adam and Eve.
Okay.
I think the heat's getting into his brain.
We're going to go.
It's really hot in here.
Guys, the AC's been off in 105 degree weather. You can imagine what we feel like right now. So we're going to get going. Why don't you guys check out the rest of the Smoshcast? So full video episodes release on Friday. But if you want to hear our audio, uncensored, comes out on Wednesday on any listening apps. Or go check out the Smosh Games, Smosh Pit, Smosh Channels for our Summer Games content. You're going to enjoy it.
You really will. Yes.
Love you guys. Smosh.store to get these shirts, too.
Ooh.
Which team are you voting
Toxicity. If you're smart, you're going to do Toxicity. But also, you can buy both.
No, yeah, listen. If you want that mushroom clout, you're going to want to get the pink tea.
Look,
I'm just saying,
in person, this watermelon green is just incredible.
Well, together we're watermelon.
But mainly the green.
Okay.
Green's the most important part.
All right, love you guys so much. Catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.